This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Last week, you could find Gabe Land, the director of the Rogers Historical Museum, inside an exhibit room, helping prepare for the new temporary display titled Roots of Rockabilly, Ronald Slim Wallace. It's scheduled to open Saturday.
This was certainly a musical genre that was extremely popular here, so we thought it would be a nice fit to fill in a space that we had in our exhibit schedule for this year, and something that a lot of local folks would find very attractive.
Later this week on the program, we'll have a preview of that exhibit, but today we concentrate on the future of the Rogers Historical Museum itself. It's in the middle stages of planning for a major expansion. It's a plan that's been underway for a few years and has a few years yet to go. Recently, the museum learned it had been selected for a National Endowment for the Humanities Challenge grant of $500,000. That challenge is a 3-to-1 match.
And that still isn't going to be near enough to do this entire project as we envision it, but it's a wonderful first step. It's a great incentive to people to give to a project when you have one of these NEH Challenge grants, because they're not easy to get, and they show that a project's been carefully thought out, well planned, and they go to organizations that NEH feels have an excellent, excellent chance of getting the match and completing the project. So we're really excited about that.
Gabe Land calls the NEH Challenge grant a great first step to get into position to launch a capital campaign, something that hasn't quite started yet. She says groundbreaking for the new museum space wouldn't happen before 2013, meaning an opening of that new facility wouldn't happen before 2015.
Still a work in progress, but we have architectural plans. We have the interpretive plan for what the exhibits will be. And, you know, we needed all of that in place before we really could make a strong application to NEH. So I think we're in good shape as far as being positioned to start the capital campaign when the time is right.
As Northwest Arkansas, Benton County, and the city of Rogers have grown, the Rogers Historical Museum has grown too. Twice it's moved, twice it's expanded since its opening nearly 35 years ago. The new facility will be west of the current museum on South 2nd Street in downtown Rogers and have about 27,000 square feet. The current building will be used as an education building.
Well, if you're a successful institution that's kind of in tune with the needs of your community and the interest of your community, I think it naturally does happen that you grow along with your community. If you're understanding what they want and giving people what they want, then that's just going to, I think, happen naturally as part of the process of community growth.
The museum hasn't waited for the new space to extend its reach. There are 5 community exhibits around town, from City Hall to the Public Library to the Pinnacle Hills Promenade Shopping District. Still, an expanded space will provide much more room for the more than 40,000 items cataloged and in the museum's possession. And an expanded space will also mean more traveling exhibits in Rogers.
This room that we're in is about 600 square feet. This is our entire space for rotating and traveling loan exhibits. And we plan about 2,000 square feet in the new facility for that same purpose. And that's tremendous, because you could have 2 special exhibits at one time, or you can bring in so many more, because there are very, very few traveling loan exhibits from Smithsonian or other sources out there now that are less than 1,200 to 1,500 square feet. And so we're very limited in what we can bring the community, and that's a limitation that's going to go away, and that's going to be great.
The newest exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum is The Roots of Rockabilly. It's set to open this weekend. On Thursday's edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll have a preview and hear some of the music included in that collection. And over the next few months and years, Gabe Land says the Rogers Historical Museum will continue to work on what's next.
We've done some surveying with the public about what they'd like to see now and in the new facility, and one of the things mentioned most often is people want to see exhibits about the 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s. Mm-hmm. And I think a part of history museum going, is the power of nostalgia, of remembering back to your early childhood, or maybe to remembering back to what your parents told you about their childhood. Within living memory, I think, is very powerful sometimes. It's really interesting to see the things from the late 1800s or the Civil War era. It's fascinating, but those aren't things that we remember. They aren't even things that our parents remember or our grandparents, in most cases, remember. So I think there's something special to people, particularly as they get older, as I am, and have grandchildren coming along, about thinking about being able to go to a museum that interprets things as you remember them from your early childhood, and to be able to point to things and say to your grandchild, that's the kind of stove I had when, you know, we were growing up. That's the sort of TV we had. That's the sort of radio we had. That's a component of a museum going experience. It's not everything. You don't want to tell just the story of living memory. But I think it's important to bring the time within living memory into a history museum's walls. And to do that, you need to begin to collect from that time period so that you have something to tell that story.
Gabe Land is the director of the Rogers Historical Museum. This is Ozarks at Large.